Ponder looked around at Lankra. He'd been born and raised in Ankh Morpork. As far as he was concerned, the countryside was something that happened to other people, and most of them had four legs. As far as he was concerned, the countryside was like raw chaos before the universe, which was to say something with cobbles and walls, something civilized, was created.
"This is the capital city," he said.
"More or less," said Kasanunda, who tended to feel the same way about places that weren't paved.
"I bet there's not a single delicatessen anywhere," said Ponder.
"And the beer here," said Ridcully. "The beer here? Well, you just better taste the beer here. And there's stuff called scumble. They make it from apples, and damned if I know what else they put in it. Except you daren't pour it into metal mugs. You ought to try it, Mr. Stibbons. It'd put hair on your chest. And yours." He turned to the next one down from the coach, who turned out to be the librarian.
"Book?
Well, I should just drink anything you like in your case," said Ridcully. He hauled the mail sack down from the roof. "What do we do with this?" he said. There were ambling footsteps behind him, and he turned to see a short, red-faced youth in ill-fitting and baggy chainmail, which made him look like a lizard that had lost a lot of weight very quickly.
"Where's the coach driver?"
said Shornog.
"He's ill," said Ridcully. "He had a sudden attack of bandits. What do we do with the mail?"
"I take the palace stuff, and we generally leave the sack hanging up on a nail outside the tavern so that people can help themselves," said Sean. "Isn't that dangerous?" said Ponder.
"Don't think so. It's a strong nail," said Sean, rummaging in the sack.
"I mean, don't people steal letters?"
"Oh, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do that. One of the witches go and stare at them if they did that."
Sean stuffed a few packages under his arm and hung the sack on the aforesaid nail.
"Yes, that's another thing they used to have round here," said Ridcully. "Witches. Let me tell you about the witches round here."
"Our mum's a witch,"
said Sean, conversationally, rummaging in the sack. "As fine a body of women as you could hope to meet," said Ridcully, with barely a hint of mental gear clashing. "And not a bunch of interfering power-mad old crones at all, whatever anyone might say."
"Are you here for the wedding?"
"That's right. I'm the Arch-Chancellor of Unseen University. This is Mr. Stibbons, a wizard. This, where are you? Oh, there you are. This is Mr. Kasanunda."
"Count," said Kasanunda. "I'm a count."
"Really? You never said."
"Well, you don't, do you? It's not the first thing you say."
Ridcully's eyes narrowed.
"But I thought dwarfs didn't have titles," he said.
"I performed a small service for Queen Agantia of Skund," said Kasanunda.
"Did you? My word. How small?"
"Not that small."
"My word. And that's the bursar, and this is the librarian."
Ridcully took a step backwards, waved his hands in the air, and silently mouthed the words, "Don't say monkey."
"Pleased to meet you," said Sean politely.
Ridcully felt moved to investigate. "The librarian," he repeated.
"Yes, you said."
Sean nodded at the orangutan.
"How'd you do?"
"Ook."
"You might be wondering why he looks like that," Ridcully prompted.
"No, sir."
"No?
My mum says none of us can help how we're made," said Sean.
"What a singular lady. And what is her name?" said Ridcully.
"Mrs. Og, sir."
"Og? Og? Name rings a bell. Any relation to Sobriety Og?"
"He was my dad, sir."
"Good grief. Old Sobriety's son. How is the old devil?
Do you know, sir, what with him being dead?"
"Oh, dear. How long ago?"
"These past 30 years, said Sean.
"But you don't look any older than 20,
Ponder began. Ridcully elbowed him sharply in the ribcage.
"This is the countryside," he hissed. "People do things differently here. And more often."
He turned back to Sean's pink and helpful face.
"Things seem to be waking up a bit," he said, and indeed shutters were coming down around the square. "We'll get some breakfast in the tavern. They used to do wonderful breakfasts."
He sniffed again and beamed. "Now that," he said, "is what I call fresh air." Sean looked around carefully.
"Yes, sir," he said. "That's what we call it too."
There was the sound of someone frantically running, and then a pause, and King Verence II appeared around the corner, walking slowly and calmly with a very red face.
"Certainly gives people a rosy complexion," said Ridcully cheerfully.
"It's the king," hissed Sean, "and me without me trumpet."
Said Verence,